Welcome to Ask the Agronomist podcast, brought to you with support from your ag lending partner for more than 100 years, High Plains Farm Credit. This is Leighton Emke, host of Ask the Agronomist, featuring your agriculture and agronomy questions and our expert responses from right here in the Great Plains. Find us online at thewheatfarmer.com. In this edition, our experts are starting to discuss the impacts of the Trump administration's flood of orders to reshape the government. Now, at this point, the shakeups have already been impacting civil employees, ag-related agencies, and participants of the many federal farm programs. As the Trump administration evaluates trade, tariffs, immigration, deportation, tax, regulatory environments, environmental policies, what changes or protections to any of these are the highest priority to farmers in your area? Colorado State University area specialist Ron Meyer in Burlington, Colorado, says, at present, nobody can accurately predict the outcomes of these policy decisions. And as a result, the ride is going to be bumpy with unknown curves and routes ahead. Don Tilton of the Tilton Farm in Quinter, Kansas, says that trade and tariffs are going to rank the highest because of their effect on the price of the crops. Hopefully, he says, we learned our lesson under Trump 1 tariffs and the huge subsequent government payments, and we will have to approach this more cautiously this time around. Michael Barr, agronomist at Tall Crop Inc. in Albert, Kansas, says, in our area, possibly tariffs may impact us the most. We absolutely cannot be profitable on grain farms without a robust export market. He also says that we simply produce much more than domestic demand requires. Barr goes on to say that he thinks the regulatory processes might slightly improve, giving us a chance to bring some sorely needed new crop protection resources to market. Dr. Calvin Trossel, professor and extension agronomist at Texas A&M AgriLife Extension in Lubbock, says that there are two main concerns. Number one, import tariffs. There is a growing recognition that any tariffs, especially China, will draw retaliation and be net harmful. Agriculture exports are the low-hanging fruit that can hurt a core part of the economy, which is our ag sectors. Trossel goes on to say this already happened in Trump 1, when China tariffed and or stopped importing grain and cotton. However, the Trump administration was able to get $28 billion in added funding to make up for the damage to American farmers. However, the tea leaves today suggest that farm aid will be much harder to achieve due to the desire to cut the budget to the bone, however and whomever it might hurt. The second main concern right now is undocumented immigrant labor. Trossel says that there is a substantial number of essential ag workers that do not have the needed immigrant status or the proper temporary work permits. So, he says, there is a significant expected shortage of farm labor coming. Furthermore, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of recognition in the Trump administration to date to help Texas and nationally with some sort of temporary work permit in place to accommodate the agriculture labor needs. This is going to hit the fruit and vegetable production especially hard, which relies heavily on hand labor. But of course, other ag sectors will also be negatively affected. Trossel concludes by saying that farmers here, and by extension, consumers, have a growing concern that these two factors are going to do the opposite of what was promised in the presidential campaign, that the new administration would, even if they could, lower food prices. Lowering food prices is not easily done, but actions that will raise food prices are all too easily taken. KSU Emeritus Ag Economist and Northwest Kansas farmer Terry Kastens says there is little doubt that the Trump administration is affecting change already. Those disruptions have the potential to be both good and bad for the general economy and agriculture in particular. Kastens says that most farmers would welcome keeping the 2017 taxation policies in place. That was the first legislative fight of 2025, even if it meant kicking the growing national debt problem further down the road yet. In the short run, reduced grain prices due to Trump's push for tariffs will likely move agriculture farther from the market, which will mean more reliance on government subsidies, starting with the first quasi-market loss subsidy program already in 2025. However, in the long run, improved economic productivity associated with deregulation and increasing government efficiency could eventually offset the short-term negatives. But will you make it to the long run if DOGE decides to put ethanol on the chopping block? Or what about crop insurance? Likely by still more farm subsidies. And this would be doubly true if we, at the same time, continue to give up world export market share to other countries with a comparative or competitive advantage because they remained more free trade based. And lastly, we hear from Vance Emke of Emke Seed in Healy, Kansas. With any change in administration, he says, it's always good to take a look at the new policies and how they may impact you. As far as tariffs go, it's well accepted that they are bad news for agriculture. Vance says that the new administration is sending a powerful message to all of our foreign ag customers that we are unreliable suppliers and that they should be doing business elsewhere. A classic case is that China, which has been one of our most important buyers for U.S. corn and soybeans, has developed new and lasting relationships with Brazil and Africa. So, as our foreign partners buy less and less from us, how are we going to develop new foreign buyers or develop new domestic uses for those lost markets? Maybe those new sources of production and competition would have developed on their own, but without a doubt, tariffs are making the future happen a lot more suddenly than I'd like, Emke says. Regarding immigration policy, USDA ERS says that around 43% of U.S. farm laborers are here illegally. In California, 90% are foreign-born, and more than half are illegal. If all of these workers were deported, farming and construction would be severely impacted. Instead of throwing these people out, maybe we need to figure out how to keep them here legally. These, after all, are not jobs that Americans could be filling. Many of these are entry-level jobs that nobody else wants. Thank you for listening to Ask the Agronomist, brought to you with support from High Plains Farm Credit, the right choice in ag lending. To read the full comments from all of our experts, subscribe to the Wheat Farmer Row Crop Farmer newsletter at thewheatfarmer.com.